But this word munity seemed to stick in the mind. And Lumpa Cha said no munity. So they had this argument going on about munities or foundations. And finally, they came around to that. And then there was some hot views about this and some harsh words. And they can be quite aggressive and confrontational in these Sangha meetings. And then at the end, somehow it ended. The Sangha meeting ended on the afternoon of the second day. And somehow everything seemed to drop, all the anger and strong views, and we all asked forgiveness from each other and paid respect to the Buddha, Dhamma Sangha, and to the effigy of Lumpa Cha. And it's such a brilliant ending, you know, there's a kind of 500 monks, in various ages. Most of them I don't know anymore. My generation, there are not many left. And so, but yet to see the effect of this, what they call samarki in the Thai mentality, how even through harsh words and various opinions and different views and all that, underlying that is a unity. And I think this is something we need to learn very much in the West, because we tend to be so caught in our views and opinions, and we don't have an underlying unity to refer to. So in the practice of the Dhamma, isn't it, Lumpa Cha wasn't giving us views and opinions, but even all his the Lumpa Cha stories, his life itself, underneath was giving us all a confidence in the unspoken unity of our humanity. And this reference to this is very much, you know, what he inferred through his own life. So I feel quite positive about the Sangha that now carries on, even though it can go into various stages of being boring and dead and perfunctory, and people are quoting Ajahn Chah all the time, and their various views about what Lumpa Cha said and what he taught, and others say, no, he didn't teach that, and other monks say, I knew Lumpa Cha, I lived near him, and others will say, I knew him better than you did. Yeah, and it's the most ridiculous arguments. But underneath that, we still seem to hold together. And I find that quite wonderful to see.